Well, it's one hot city, and we mean that in a good way. It's the city of York. They're joining us here, and we're learning more about what's going on in the White Rose City. We're excited to have Rebecca Mestis and Sarah Ramirez. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sarah, we're going to start with you. You are the Capital Program Manager. You've got a report that's going to come out on July 1st during your council meeting, and you're giving our audience a preview of what's going to come out of this report. So let's set up the report that we're talking about first and kind of just take us through what's in the details.
Sure. So the goal of the Project Strategy Report is to provide a comprehensive summary of all of the projects that we have, what phase, whether they're in construction, engineering, their budget, their funding sources, a description, updates, vicinity map, and current pictures of where the project is at. So that's kind of the overview of the purpose.
So what's going to be discussed on July 1st in the city of York during your council meeting is the Q3 report, quarter three report. Kind of give us an insight of what projects are in this report and where they are in their timeline.
Sure. In the report, we talk about projects that have closed out in Q2. And so we've had four projects close out in Q2, Q3. We've introduced a couple new projects like North Congress Street Waterline. We've moved into different phases. We're approaching construction on a couple of our parks here, the Recreation Complex and Lincoln Road Park. And then we talk about some projects that are maybe on the horizon for next fiscal year as well.
What constitutes a project that would fall in your lap, in your office?
Generally, I have majority of any projects, but the projects specifically listed in this report are going to be over $25,000, which is our procurement threshold for needing to conduct a public bid. So that's really what we'll talk about in the report. So I'm not going to talk about any of our smaller projects that, you know, we're just getting quotes for. Really, this is just over $25,000.
And you really take all of the projects through the entire process once they say, okay, this is something we need to look at, through the bidding process, through the overseeing. And I mean, some of these projects last more than just a quarter or two or three or four. You know, some of these are longer projects as well.
Absolutely. One project that I think of in particular is like Caldwell. We have a dam out there that this project has coursed multiple fiscal years. We've gone back and forth, the engineers have, with SEDES and getting permitting to do construction on that. And we are finally to the point where we have approval from the state, we have a cost estimate. And so now we just need to look at funding sources because the project is quite costly at this point through the several iterations back and forth with the state. And that's something that we're going to address doing. It's, you know, quite costly. The quote that we have is about $5 million. And the duration of the project is 4 months. So high cost, short timeline. But we're looking at our options now, and we hope to get it cross off and move on to the next project.
What would you like for the folks in the city of York to understand about your job that they might not realize is even a job within city government, or realize some of these projects they actually benefit from? What more would you like for them to know about?
A lot of our projects will benefit the residents. We have sidewalks going in that'll help walkability and connectivity. One in particular connects to the high school, so we don't have high schoolers walking in the road or in the narrow shoulder. We have park projects, and we've really placed a lot of emphasis on our parks recently with the Rec Complex, Lincoln Road Park, Green Street Park, Magnolia Park, Wooded Valley Park. We have lots of parks happening, and we really want to enhance that part of York and make it accessible. Everything is ADA friendly, and that's important to us. But also, these projects are not funded through taxpayer dollars. 72% or more of these projects have been funded through grants or state appropriations. And so it's not, we're not like the Gateway signs, for example. These aren't coming out of taxpayer dollars. These are coming through grants that we're procuring, or impact fees, capacity fees, several different funding sources where we don't even have to touch taxpayer dollars.
So you're getting creative to find money out there for these projects so you can spend taxpayer dollars on other projects as well. All right, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's great. Have you noticed the projects that fall in your area, have they increased a lot more over the years as the city of York continues to grow? And we had a moratorium on building homes, and now we've lifted that. But how share with us how it has changed over maybe the last 5 years, the amount of projects that you would oversee or your office would oversee versus what you see now.
Sure. I think we've been really fortunate with grants and state appropriations, and that has led to an increase in projects. So we've gotten, you know, $6 million from the state. We've gotten $11 million skip funds in the form of a grant. So we've really, that's enabled us to be able to do this. And then through financing and putting these funds in LGIP, local government interest pool, we've been able to gain interest from that, and then that funds other projects. And capacity fees, which stem from growth, and impact fees have allowed us to do projects as well. So we're not necessarily doing these projects as a result of growth, but growth is certainly enabling us to do that.
I know it's hard to put a number on it, but at any given time, how many projects are you juggling? Like, give us
so,
an idea.
Probably between 15 and 30, and they vary by size, of course. And as we keep going through these quarters and closing out projects, it gets smaller. And then as we prepare for next fiscal year, it's going to grow a little bit as we introduce more. So, but yeah, at any given time, it ranges in that.
Just imagine Monday morning in your office when everyone's sitting around the boardroom and you're like, where are we on this project? So does that happen? Like, someone gets up and says, we are just starting this process, or we're in the middle of this one. And when a process is done, do you clap? Do you high five? Do you get a cake and celebrate?
I sure do.
Close that tab on that spreadsheet and say,
sure,
done.
There are a couple projects that I'm praying they end soon, for sure.
Oh, my goodness. And the poor project manager that says, no movement yet. Yeah. Nothing to report yet. We're still in this process. As we've learned that sometimes with any project, right? Several days you can work on it, and then it's quiet, and then several days it builds back up, man. Mm-hmm. Well, it's an interesting look in kind of what goes on in city government, and that's why we do these interviews, so we all can become knowledgeable. And as we just mentioned and talked about, we've got a lot of projects. That means the city of York continues to grow, and they want your help as they continue to plan the roadmap for the future. And Rebecca, a series of comprehensive plan meetings are taking place, and walk us through what is happening in these meetings and how the citizens of York can play a part in the city's future.
Certainly. So we have a comprehensive plan survey that is out right now. In fact, if you go to yorksc.gov, it's on a banner at the top of our page. You can also find a link on our social media, Facebook page and Instagram page for this as well. So this is just the public's opportunity to tell us what they want for the city of York. What is your vision for the city of York? That from, you know, land use, transportation, infrastructure improvement. So this is a great opportunity for you to voice your opinion about what you would like to see. And tomorrow, Thursday, June 26th, at the York Recreation Center, which is at 21 White Rose Lane, we will have an visioning session with Stuart, who is the company that we are working with to create this comprehensive plan, as well as a downtown master plan later on in the process. And that's from 4 to 6:30. And then, of course, we have our summer concert series tomorrow night. Stuart will also be out there with an information booth so that you can get a little bit more information. And they'll be out there from 7 to 10 p.m. tomorrow. The band will be the Flatshire Trio. It's bluegrass. So come on out, learn a little bit more about the comprehensive plan, and enjoy some music. And then Friday at York Coffee Roastery from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. we'll have another session. So
they're meeting the people where they are.
Really? Yeah.
I like
free
it.
Free refreshments,
that's
free
right.
coffee.
I
so.
Like it.
But that's exactly,
like
Ashley's
that's
spot
great.
On. Meet them where they are.
Right.
We know people have opinions because they share them all on social media. I'm sure plenty of folks might say on the City of York's Facebook page, why are they doing this? Why don't we do this? This is your opportunity to do it.
Absolutely.
Easier said than done sometimes. And then Sarah needs more projects
that's
to
right.
work
and then
on.
They're all
clearly,
back to Sarah.
She's not busy enough with 15 to 30 projects to work on, but she wants to stay busy. So put her to work, she and her great staff over there at the City of York. I just appreciate cities so much. Always want, people always voluntarily give their opinion, and it never comes at the right time. This seems like the time that you give us your opinion. If you don't like something, or if you can see we can improve on something, here's your chance to do so. I mean, you can't get more input than that. And so please take them up on that. So if people can't make the physical meetings, they can take the survey online as well.
Okay, absolutely.
Perfect. So again, all that stuff can be found on the website. I'm on the social media machine right now for the City of York, and I see it right here, the Survey Monkey. So take that as well. But have a say in the direction of the City of York's future. Rebecca, great catching up with you. Sarah, great catching up with you as well.